Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, it was good to be back in church yesterday, gathering with the people of God, folks getting over their sicknesses and such that's been going around, and just a delightful, delightful day, decisions made for Christ, wonderful fellowship with the people of God. And God met with us. It was a great Lord's Day. I hope it was a great Sunday where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that, most importantly, God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed on the Lord's Day with the people of God. Now, we head into this another week of January, and January the 22nd, and we're looking forward to what the Lord has for us today. But I want you to go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And beginning in verse number 1, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even under the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Now listen, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Most of us at some point in our life have experienced loneliness. And for me, oftentimes it's just temporary, triggered by particular events or transitions. While others, it may be permanent. It's just a fact of life. You're lonely. And despite the way it feels, loneliness doesn't necessarily mean you're alone. For some people, feelings of isolation are sharpest even during times they're in fact defined by togetherness. We just came off the holidays, which are a time of family and get-togethers, but for some it's a very lonely time, even though they're surrounded by people. To point out how lonely can be, I remember Charles Swindoll talking about an ad in the Kansas newspaper. The ad in the newspaper simply said, I'll listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment for $5. Well, it sounded like a hoax, didn't it? A scam. But the person was serious. Did anybody call? You bet they did. This individual was receiving 10 to 20 calls a day. In other words, the pain of loneliness was so real for many, many people, they're willing to try anything for half an hour of companionship. Now, there's a difference between being alone and loneliness. Alone means you're by yourself in a physical sense. No one is there with you. And it can be a good thing if you want some peace and some quiet. It can be a bad thing if you're alone in the dark or a dangerous place. But either way, it's physical. Loneliness is a state of mind. It's a feeling that you have no one to turn to, no one to look to, no one that loves you. And it becomes easily a state of despair. Loneliness can be experienced when we're alone or when we're completely surrounded by people. Loneliness is not solitude. Thank God for solitude. Loneliness is not lonesomeness. Listen, the Bible's filled with men and women who were lonely, so to speak, are alone and people of solitude. Enoch was alone in his walking with God. Noah was alone as a preacher of righteousness. Abraham was alone and obedient to the will of God when he offered Isaac his son on Mount Moriah. Jacob was left alone when he wrestled with the angel of God. Moses was alone when he went up on Mount Sinai to meet with God. When David went out to face Goliath, he did so alone. No one else shared his confidence. When Esther went in before Mordecai, the king, before Ahasuerus, the king, she said she went alone, saying, "If I perish, I perish." When Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, he was thrown in alone. When Paul went to Rome with the gospel, he did it alone. He said, "At my first answer, no man stood with me." When John gave us the revelation on the Isle of Patmos, he did so alone. Jesus oftentimes went to a place to be alone. Calvary, when he died, found Jesus alone. The disciples had forsaken him and fled. And then he culminated with the cross, those words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now Joshua is taking over for Moses. Quite an intimidating and daunting task. And so God promises him his presence. He says, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. Oh, I tell you, he needed that encouragement from God. I'm sure he felt alone. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about solitude. Benefits to being alone. Number one, the Lord will teach us in times of solitude. Isolation. When I talk about being isolated or being alone, it doesn't mean you get wrapped up in yourself. I don't mean that you're going to be cold and unsympathetic and uncaring to the needs of others. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you isolate yourself from others to draw near to God. Those in the world, those without Christ, don't understand that. But we come apart from the world to draw near to Christ. You know, the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 6, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, and I shall be a father unto you." He cannot receive us and be a father unto us if we don't come out and be separate. And we don't spend that time alone with him. God teaches us in isolation because the Lord is with us in times of isolation. I want to remind you, Jesus said in John 16:32, "I'm not alone because the Father is with me." You know, on the cross, I just mentioned him, on the cross when he was bearing our sins, in his body on the tree, he had to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Do you know you and I will never have to utter those words? Because we have the blessed promise of Hebrews 13:5, where the Lord said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We have fellowship with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. And if we have that kind of fellowship, how can we ever be lonely? How can we ever sigh for friendship? Once there was a wealthy man who was fond of reading. He prepared a long list of books and bought them, thinking if he read those books, he'd become a scholar. One by one, he read them all very carefully. And after years of reading, his friends asked him, "What have you learned by reading those books?" He said, "I've learned that I know nothing." After reading those books, he discovered how foolish and empty he was. And that's our condition. When we're empty and foolish, we make a lot of noise, but an empty tin can to make a lot of noise too. As I was with Moses, Joshua, so shall I be with you. With all the wisdom Moses thought he had, he ended up just tending sheep on the backside of the desert. Dry and empty. But God allowed that to happen. He had to isolate Moses to teach him something. And then he became God's man. He became the one that God would use to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. He would meet him face to face. He'd spend 40 days with him on Mount Sinai, and the Lord called Moses his friend. Oh, I'm telling you, we face different challenges. But the Bible says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." How often do you seek the presence of God? Oh, listen, do you settle for less than God's presence? Oh, God's presence in your life can do wonders. It's what makes us different from others. It shows others that God is indeed with us. It showed Israel that God was with Joshua and helped them to follow Joshua. Presence of God, says C.S. Lewis, is the most real thing we ever encounter. We often forget the proper response to feeling lonely is to turn to God. He's always there, and he knows your need for friendship and fellowship. So when loneliness starts to creep in, turn to God first. The closer you move to the Lord, the more of his presence you'll enjoy. It's a wonderful thing to be in the presence of God. Oh, he'll use that time to build your character and strengthen you. and to help you and to encourage you. The presence of God is infinitely better than all the outward comforts and times of loneliness. Circumstances are not always best, but you make quality decisions to stay positive in spite of the negative circumstances because you know God is in control. The Lord is nigh to them that have a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34. Oh, walk with God today, will you? Walk with God in 2024. Loneliness will add to the beauty of life if it's God's presence that we're seeking. Someone said, the strongest man in the world is he who walks alone with God. David said in Psalm 42 and verse number 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Dr. Daniel Boorstin, the Librarian of Congress, brought out a little blue box from a small closet that once held the library's rarities. The label on the box read, the contents of the President's pockets on the night of April 14, 1865. That was the fateful night Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. Boorstin then proceeded to remove the items in the small container and display them on camera. There were five things in the box: a handkerchief, embroidered A. Lincoln, a country boy's penknife, a spectacles case repaired with string, a purse containing a $5 bill in Confederate money, and some old and worn newspaper clippings. The clippings, said Boorstin, were concerned with the great deeds of Abraham Lincoln. And one of them actually reports a speech by John Bright, which says that Abraham Lincoln is, quote, one of the greatest men of all times, end quote. Today, we believe that to be common knowledge. But the world now knows that a British statesman, John Bright, was right in his assessment of Lincoln. But back in 1865, people had a different opinion. The president's critics were fierce and many. He was in lonely agony when he reflected on the turmoil of the country, ripped to shreds by hatred and cruel, costly war. There's something touching in the mental picture of this great leader seeking solace and self-assurance from a few old newspaper clippings. Well, I tell you what, my friend, you and I have more than some old newspaper clippings giving us the praise of men. We have the presence of Christ. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the past, gave a remarkable testimony. He said this, I cannot recollect 15 minutes when I was not conscious of the presence of Christ, end quote. He was never alone. You and I are never alone. If you have Christ as your Savior, you're never alone. No. Never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. What a great hymn. Take that promise today. It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to be isolated if you're drawing nigh to God. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I hope you have a great Monday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
sunny smile.